if you will. And we gonna read one or two verses, beginning at the 45th verse, Luke 2:45. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. Him is Jesus. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him was astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they was amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? Will ye not that I must be about my father's business? Got business with my father. I must be about my father's business. Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Our theme the same. My father's business. Number 9, my father's business, number 9. Jesus said, I must be about my father's business. My father's business. My brothers and sisters, Jesus was sent here to tell us how bad we are. That doesn't sound good, dude. He was not sent here to tell us how bad we are. We know how bad we are. Some of us don't, but most of us know how bad we are. He was not sent here to condemn us. He was not sent here to judge us. But he came here to deliver us from this evil world. If he had come to condemn us, we ought to be dead right now. We ought to be dead right now. But thank God for mercy for God, who love us so that he come here to carry us back home. That's a loving God. And we must understand he come to deliver us from this evil world. The world is evil. I say the world is evil. He come to deliver us from this evil world. We know that most of us have fallen in love with it. But it's evil. And if you don't watch yourself, you'll be evil too. Because the world is evil. Paul stripped it like that sometimes. I find out folks in church don't even know, some of them, and out in the world, you had to talk to folks. Go to Galatians, Paul, real quick. Galatians 1 and 4. Galatians 1 and 4.
Who gave himself for our sins.
Yeah.
That he might deliver us from this present evil world. According to the will of God and our Father.
According to the will of God. He's doing what his Father told him to do. The world is evil. What makes it so evil? Number one, because Satan is present. The devil is present. Matter of fact, he was here when God created man. So the devil is here. Wherever the devil is, and he is doing his business just about, the place become evil. It can be anywhere. Even be in you if you don't watch yourself. The devil is present. So he come to deliver us from this present world. But brother pastor, but I love this world, but it's evil. I don't want to leave, but you're going to have to go somewhere. If you don't go back with him, you got to go back somewhere. Because you didn't come here to stay. So thank God for a loving God. He didn't come here to condemn us. He didn't come here to judge us. He didn't come here to tell us how bad we are. But he come what? To deliver us from this wicked and evil world. You can't beat that nowhere. God come to get us because we have left home. And when we left home, when Adam messed up in the garden, we left our God. I told you last Sunday, and we left home. We come from heaven. We didn't come from here. We came from heaven. Jesus came here not to harm us, but to save us from the lake of fire. He loved us so. So stop running from somebody who loved you. Stop running from somebody who want to put some time in with you. Here Jesus trying to catch up with some of us. We still running from him. And we can't hide from him. He knows everywhere we go. Nobody can hide from God. He loved us so. I said he loved us so. He come looking, searching, trying to find those who want to go back home to live with him. Watch this now. If you never answer him, you got to go somewhere and stay forever. But I come to get you, to carry you back where you come from. You came from heaven. I come to get you back. You can't beat that to save your life. A God that come at us don't have no place but to go live with the devil. But he come to get us. And I know sometimes we are, I'm kind of half hoarse a little bit. Y'all pray for me here. And when the seasons change a little bit, I don't know why the devil come and put a little, give me a little hoarse, but I'm going on in Jesus' name. The devil love this world. He love it. See, what happened up there? See, the devil love it because when he leave here, he got to go to the lake of fire. Thank you, ma'am. He already know that. See, he already been tried. He already been tried. He know where he going. What happened to Reverend Walker? He's trying to get everybody he can to go with him. He going to have a crowd now. He going to have more than God going to have. But that's what he's here for. He's here to lead you away from salvation. He lead you away from Christ who really loves you. God know us. He knew you before you came out your mother's womb. He know all about all of us. Can't nobody hide from God. Nobody hide from God.
Why are you going to hide? Everything belongs to him. Where can you go to hide from God? You running from him. When you hear the voice of God and then you keep on running, you don't want to leave this world. You want to go to live with the devil. Who wants to stay with the devil? Ain't nobody said nothing much. Who wants to live with the devil throughout eternity? I said throughout eternity. And let me tell you this now. If those who go to the lake of fire, ain't no dominoes playing and cards playing. In there. Ain't no rock and roll going on. The devil can't help you. He going to be moaning and groaning just like everybody else down there. Don't take this lightly. Don't take this lightly. See, you've got to go somewhere. But folks running from the gospel, running from Jesus Christ. And I told you all last Sunday, what you have to do, just go to the lake of fire. You have to push down Jesus, knock over grace, kick over love, just to go to the lake of fire. He calling folk, want them to come back home, because he didn't come to condemn us. He come to help us. Stop running from the law. Paul, how about reading something for me again? And go to Psalm 139, 7 through the 12th verse.
Whether,
listen,
shall I go from thy spirit?
Yeah.
Or whether shall I flee from thy presence?
Well, where are you going? I can't go from your spirit. I can't go from your presence. Well, where can I go? God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there.
Well, where am I going? Where can I go? We can't hide nowhere. Lord Almighty. He already knows everything. But he just loves us. He loves us so hard. He came down here to die for us.
Amen.
We running from somebody who really loves us. And the devil will get us loving this world and don't want to leave. But you got to go somewhere. You can't stay here. You got to go somewhere. Because God knows everything, done fixed everything. Ain't but one other place to go if you turn down Jesus Christ. And that's to live with the devil. So, yeah, read on, Paul.
If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea.
Yeah. Read on.
Even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me.
Listen.
Even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day.
God Almighty.
The darkness and the light are both alike to thee.
Boy, that's up, man. The night and the day are alike to him. I don't need Alabama Power. I don't need nothing like that. The day, the night, just like the day to me. I don't need no light. I'm the light myself. I'm the light. I'm the light of the world. I'm the one to show you how to go back home. But the world is dark. God Almighty. Ain't going back over there. It's dark. Those who study the Bible, we living in a dark, evil world because the devil is present. In a dark and evil world. Oh, I must. But I got to do my Father's business, Jesus said. And Brother Pastor, you may ask me, what you really trying to tell us and show us in this series? That's a good question. To get the main meaning why Jesus came into this world. The main meaning of it. It's very, very important. Why, Reverend Walker? Because you got to help somebody else if you say. How can you help somebody else when you don't know the real meaning? Because when you talk to sinners, guess what? The devil lead them too. They come with some smart questions. And if you don't know what to tell them, you'll never lead them to Christ. If you don't watch yourself, no study of the Bible, you'll get yourself messed up trying to lead somebody else because you ain't got the main meaning. Because a lot of folks come and say, well, I'm just as good as the other folks go to church. They'll tell you that. Yeah. I'm just good as them. I know his next door neighbor. He be drunk all the time and go to church. I don't even drink. He don't understand why he need to be what? Saved. We got to tell him why he need to be saved. And when you don't know what to tell him, he gone lost. It's a lot of folk living, never been saved, living betting folk go to church sometimes. And they think they're all right watching you, watching me. Well, I don't do what's stopping me from going to heaven? Mama. What's stopping me from going to heaven? I don't even do what the preacher doing over yonder. I don't do what the deacon doing across yonder. Well, what's stopping me? I'm on my way to heaven anyhow. You don't go to heaven anyhow.
You're right.
Now, what you gonna tell somebody when they come to you like that? You got to show him that he lost. He don't know what loss is all about. What you mean I'm lost? But you got to explain to him why he is what? Lost. When you don't know, you let not to help nobody. Because you got to know for you. This is my purpose. To tell to save folks. You got to help somebody. Oh, let them know why they are what? Lost. They need to know why they are lost. When a man sinned, when man sinned in the Garden of Eden, watch this now. The earth became dark. Like a large room full of peoples trapped in a complete darkness with no doors, no windows, and going from wall to wall in confusion and talking to themselves and trying to feel their way to an exit. A dark room full of peoples. No windows. No doors. No exit nowhere. Black dog. Talking to ourselves. Feeling the walls. Trying to find a way to get out. Everywhere they go is no exit. That's where the life feels. Dog. We talking to ourselves how to get out. Somebody come up to them and say, over yonder, go talk to them. You got to go in jail there. You got to go to the scriptures. That's what Jesus come here for, to get us out. Oh, in a dark room. And the devil pop up and say, and by deceiving folks,
he came and brought some type of solution and got folks in confused right now. And we think we can make our own exit. We come up with everything trying to make our own exit. There's no way out. There's no way out. God Almighty. That's when we ought to love ourselves some Jesus. Just like Brother Red Brown said, sometimes we come to church, let God owe us up. What God done for us, you had no way out. I find out that's when you get to love in Christ. When you really get the meaning of what God done for you, you fall in love with Christ. Like, we don't need the law. Aren't you glad to see me? Glad to see you. Right. Telling God, you glad to see me. I didn't woke you up. You didn't wake me up this morning. Right. I woke you up this morning. You ought to be glad to see me. Sometimes we come like we big time, you know. All that, you need the law. God Almighty. So now, man got trapped in this dark world with Jesus, God's Son, being the only, everybody say only, and only again the way out. There's no other way out. Folks need to know this. We talk too fast. Folks need to know why they are lost. And folks who've been born again need to point to them to let them know why they are lost. The Bible went far enough to say you can't be good enough to work your way yourself. It's a way you got to go, and God, the only one, got it fixed like that. Now watch this. We read scriptures, but get the understanding. Get the meaning. Paul, go to St. John 14, 1 through 6. Watch how plain it is, but you'll miss it. Read, Paul.
Let not your heart be troubled.
Yeah.
Ye believe in God. Believe also in me.
If you believe in God, you say you believe in Abraham, God, Isaac, and Jacob. Well, you ought to believe in me. See, now just look at me and start believing in me. If you believe in God, now turn your belief over on me. Read on, Paul.
In my Father's house are many mansions.
Yeah.
If it were not so, I would have told you.
Yeah.
I go to prepare a place for you.
Hold right there. Notice now, take your time now. Listen. Listen. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I'm not a liar. I can't lie. Watch this now. I go to prepare a place for you. Well, if you ain't going back with him, where else you going?
All right.
No, watch it now. Watch that. I'm going to prepare a place for you. If you come to me, I'm gonna go back and prepare a place for you. Now, if you don't go back with me, where else can you go? I come to get you out of this dark, evil world. Where else did you go?
All right.
Notice, I'm going to prepare you a place. I'm going through all this trouble just for you. Did you not know I'm about to die on that cross for you?
Amen.
Did you not know they're going to beat me up just for you?
Amen.
Did you not know they're going to treat me like a dog just for you?
Amen.
And you turning me down?
Where else can you go? Watch this. Read, Paul.
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also.
If I go to prepare a place, I'm going to come back and get you. We saints right now, that's what we waiting on. We waiting on that right now. Those who've been born again, those who have given their life to Christ, that's what we waiting on. Him to come back, he going to receive us. Where I am, heart of mine, there ye may be all so. Heart of mine. In other words, wherever I go, you're going to be with me. But if you don't come out the dog evil world, where else can you go? Folks got to think. Folks got to realize Jesus didn't come here to die for nothing. As Christians, that's what the church is all about. You have to try to explain to folks. They don't believe they lost.
You're right.
I'm bringing it plain as day to let folks know you lost. You got lost from home. Your spirit didn't come from this earth. Your spirit came out of God. Came from heaven. This is not your home. When Adam messed up in the garden, this world got dark and it's still black dark and still evil right now. That means Jesus, you the light of the world. You shine to let folks know I'm here. Read on, Paul.
And whether I go, ye know.
Yeah.
And the way ye know.
You know, Paul.
Thomas said unto him,
watch this now.
Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way?
Now, how to get there? That's a good question. If somebody come tell you, Brother Wales, say, I got a place where you can, I'm bringing money, you don't mind, do you? I got a place where I got a tub of money. I think it's over $1 million in there. And if you find a way, you can have it. Like, you know, like Thomas said, how can we know the way? But tell me how to get there. When you say that? Not only, yes, they're going to say it, man. But the rest of us say the same thing. See, think about it. See, how can I find that? How can I get there where that tub of money?
All right.
I want to go where that money is. Tell me how to get there. I need to know the way how to get there. I'm tired of working. I want to be a millionaire like other folks. I'm trying to show me where that tub is.
All right.
Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest. How can we know the way? No, he didn't say go to talk to Buddha.
No. Tell it, Pastor.
He didn't say go talk to Muhammad. Watch what Jesus said. Read.
Jesus said unto him, I am the way,
heart of mine,
the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
I am the way. Not a way. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the light. No man. No man. No man. No man. No man. saying, no man cometh to the Father except. You got to come by me. If you want to come back where you come from to a home I prepared for you, you got to go by me. But Jesus, I don't even like the way you look, but you still, if you want to go. Now, you got a choice. If you don't want to go, that's your business. If you're looking at how I look, that's your business, but you better obey what I said. I can't lie. I'm the what? Truth. Folks don't know this. Go to church, some of them. Ain't but one way to get to heaven. That's through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. But a lot of folk don't know why I need to be saved. What you mean by them lost? You got to explain that to some folks. What you mean I'm lost? You got to help somebody else. Because they don't question on you, you can't answer them. I'm trying to help somebody where you can help somebody else. Because I done met a lot of folks years ago that, well, I'm just as good as some of them church folks. They'll bring it up in a minute. You don't know what to tell them. Oh, you say, well, if you tell them, you be telling the truth. If you believe in Jesus Christ, if he's the Son of God, thou shalt be saved. Save, I'm already saved. I don't do nothing wrong. That's what they'll tell you. I was born a little Christian. Well, listen to this. Have you got to folks and they'll tell you I've been a Christian all of my life? You can't be a Christian all of your life. You got to meet Jesus for yourself. You don't inherit the kingdom of God through mom and daddy. You got them. Hold on, mercy. They'll make me happy, see. You got to meet him for yourself. You got to meet him for yourself. I'm the way. No man. You can't buy your way. No man. You can't be good enough. No man. They come to the Father except they come by me. Watch Jesus. Watch Jesus. Jesus said it was hard for a rich man to be saved. Hard. Folks sometimes they're doing well think they don't need Jesus.
All right. Amen.
I'm doing all right. What Jesus gonna do for me? I got many houses I want. Cars. I got clothes, I got diamond rings, and I got braces all kind, and got a little pool in my backyard, and got a swimming pool. And now, what else can Jesus give me? What else can he give me, Jesse? I got everything that a man can want. What else can he give me? Rich.
Yeah.
What I need with Jesus. It's more easy for a camel to go through an eye of a needle than for a rich man to be saved. Let me tell y'all why. But Lord, let me tell you why. Just the reason right here. See, the going over in Jerusalem, I've been over there. And matter of fact, Clark brought me bought a CD over there last Friday night. You know, he taped everything. He was there. So anyway, going over, the gate narrow. Little narrow gate. You got to pull off. See, when them camels come in, they have packs on their back. Going in the city. When they get to the door, guess what? They got to take all that stuff off. Watch it now. They got to take all of it off. And then, because he's so tall and big, he got to get on his knees. He got to crawl in. Rich folks don't want that. Big time folks. Popular folks. Celebrities, they don't want to bow. I can't leave my stuff out here. I'd rather keep my stuff and forget about the city. We hate to give up our stuff. Watch this rich man. He ran to Jesus. He said, now, I keep the commandments and I do all this. I do what it takes for me to go to heaven. That's what a rich man said. Yeah, well, what it takes for me to go to heaven? Well, keep the commandment. I keep the commandment. He called the commandment. I keep that. I keep all that. He said, now, what you got to do, go what you got and give it away. Yeah, what? Give it to the poor folks. Then come on and follow me. Jesus felt sorry for him. He turned his back on him. They don't want to give up nothing. You got to give up something to follow Jesus Christ. So they don't want to get on their knees. They don't want to bow. They go to heaven. And that's just that. You left behind ain't hitting on nothing compared to what God got for you. All right. I'm going to prepare you a mansion for you. Oh, boy. You don't even have to pay no taxes. Listen. You don't have to pay no taxes. Because you own a street called gold, you can walk on gold and you ain't got to pay no taxes. You don't need no Cadillac because you can just vanish where you want to go. And you don't want to go in there? Folks need to understand this. Jesus didn't come here and suffer for nothing. A person got to want to be saved. But he hate to give up something. But Pastor, yeah. Well, if I give up all that and stuff, and you don't have to give up nothing. Well, what about folks who ain't got nothing? What he got to give? Himself. Watch this. Folks hate to give up their. I don't want to give up myself. I want to be my own self. I don't want nobody to tell me what to do. I know what I want to do. The devil listens at you all the time. The devil said, yes. He know he got you if you don't watch yourself. All God can do just send his son down here to die for us. It's up to you to accept it. I'm going to prepare a place for you. Me, Robin Walker, yes, you. Watch us. Watch how we are with things. Right now. But Walker,
I'm deal with you a little bit now. Right now, if they offer you some money up there to a region, all you got to do is go up there and claim it, and we'll give you $500,000. Ain't nobody got to twist your arm. He said he's going now, but I know that. That reason I'm bringing it up, I know that. See, not only you, all of us. I'm like, well, watch this now. See, you can call lawyer killing all you want. And what you think about it? You ain't gonna bring up his name. You don't want no counseling now. I can handle this myself. Boy, about to get it happy, y'all. Here God don't offer man some money can't buy. Money can't even buy this. He can't buy. Money can't touch it. But we'd rather have this dust that don't perish than to have eternal life. Somebody gonna spin you. Somebody gonna drive your Cadillac. Yeah. Right. Be somebody you don't even lack. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I'm going to come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. We don't know how to get there, Lord. I'm the way to get there. I'm the way. And my brothers and sisters, there is no other way to go to heaven except through Jesus Christ, our Lord. No other way. He done went through all this trouble just for you. If you had been the only human on this earth, he loved just you just that hard. If you were by yourself, only one on earth, he loved you just that hard to come die for you. They carry you back home. Oh, boy, I hate it. Had to go through this stuff like this, but I don't hate it. Folks need to, I find out, the Spirit, them talking to me, folks just need to understand why they lost, why they need to be saved. They don't know why they need to be saved. This evil world, this present world, the devil have a lot to offer. And we get to running at it and forget about our soul. And went for what is proper, man. If he gain the whole world, he ain't going to gain it. But if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul, what that profit him? Nothing. And time somebody witnessed to somebody that lost, and first thing, the devil will let them hear someone on television or meet somebody who don't know nothing about the Lord or got another religion beside Jesus Christ. And that's the first thing, the devil comes and say, yeah, everything all right. But when somebody tell you about Jesus, that's the one you better listen at. All right. God Almighty. I'm the way, the truth, and the light. Now watch this now. We get ready to go. God Almighty. Paul, look at John 10, 9 and 10.
I am,
listen to this,
the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture.
I'm the what?
No S on door.
All right.
Only door. In a dark room, I come to let y'all out. This dark room.
All right, Pastor.
And not but one door. But I don't care about Jesus. Well, go on to hell then. That's not dogmatic. Y'all get my point now? If you don't care about Jesus, well, what? Go on to hell. That's where you're going. That's where folk will go. I'm just bringing it where you can understand it. He loves us. If anybody love you, God love you. He done proved it already by letting his son die on that cross for your sin. I'm the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall what? Be what? Saved. Not getting saved, but what? Saved. And shall go in and out and find path. In other words, I can go in and out and worship him. And then come back out here and do what I'm supposed to do out here. Get a little weak, go back in and worship him. I'm free to go in and out. I'm saved inside and outside. Because as long as I'm with him, I'm all right. That's his holy name. So that's the reason, New Bethlehem. I thank God for saved folks. But you got to help the other ones. They come to you with all kind of questions, and we can't answer them. So they leave it open for them. The devil right there to catch it when you leave it open. Let him know why he is lost. Now watch this. I'm going on. I ain't going to stay on this, but I'm just bringing this up. This is, now watch this. God, it's so many sins out there, all kind of sin. But they're bringing this up. Now watch this. Now watch the homosexual. The same sex man. Watch this. I was born like that. That's what they said. Well, say amen. Don't be scared. Say amen. Say amen. Look, I'm dead. And I said, I know you were. I was too. But I got born again. You got to let them know you got to get born again, spiritually. You got to have questions. You got to have answer to questions. You're a child of God. You're trying to help somebody. All of us come here messed up. That's what the Bible says. All have what? Sin. That's what he's talking about. That sin in the garden. All of us, we come here little baby sinners. We come here and know how to do wrong. You ain't got to teach no child how to do wrong. You better teach them about the law. The devil going to see that. That's his inheritance. A little child, 4 years old, know how to even steal. You didn't teach him how to steal. No, his father taught him how. Adam. When Adam messed up, he got the nature of Satan. Don't you buy them tea cake, boy? Yes, ma'am. The devil deal with that little fella. See, she don't know how many she got in there. Come on, get you one. Got tea cake. She going back. Got tea cake. One. My mama. Boy, did you get one of them TK? No, ma'am. See, he know how to lie. Know how to lie. When he get here, he know how to lie. Paul say he's stealing and lying. Bless his holy name. So I just come to let you know how much God love you. God knows, boy, he love you. He love you. Paul, got one more voice, ain't you?
Yes, sir.
Read that one voice. We finna go.
The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy.
Listen.
I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly.
Listen what Jesus said now. The thief, talking about the devil. He come but to steal, kill, and destroy. That, like Paul said, every time I want to do good, who present? Watch this now. Should we read and just take it lightly? Right. Check these things out.
All right. You're right, Pastor.
The thief coming but to steal, kill, and what? Destroy. I come to steal some soul from the Lord. I come to destroy them. I don't care nothing about them. A Christian, that means you got to pray all the time because you got to make decisions. Every time I want to do good, can I let this be evil? Can I allow this to be evil? Every time I want to do, every time I want to do good, what? Evil where?
Counter law number 1239.
What he there for? What evil always following me? Following you. Watch this now. He can't make you do nothing. But just in case you don't want to do right, evil said, here I am. When you've been born again, the devil can't make you do nothing. God give you power over the devil. But if you hadn't been born again, the devil said, come here, boy. Oh, I'm wrong. Come here. You know you're wrong, but you got to go on because you ain't got no what? Power to overcome the devil. Lord Almighty. But when you got power, you can look at him. Because he tempers all the time, right? You can look at him and say, buddy, greater is he in me than he in the world. Bye-bye, Satan. Hello, Jesus. Watch this. We're finna go. I come that they may have what? God Almighty. And may have it. But we ain't saw nothing yet. It's just a little something God showing us around here. We had to go through trials and tests. But boy, just wait after a while. I'm going to show you some life. I'm going to show you some life. Now watch this. The thief come but to kill, steal, and destroy. Just the pose, God has stopped right there. And went somewhere and sat down. Me tell you, really got him too cold in there. It got him there because let you think a minute. Now, boy, ain't no good to him nowhere, is it? Where can I go? But thank God he kept talking. I have come that they might have and may have it more. You think you got something. God got the best stuff waiting on us. Can I say this, y'all? Lord, I'm with you. What God got waiting on us compared to what Satan giving folks down here. His Mercedes compared to what God got gonna look like a rusty tin can. Compared to what God got. Gold bracelet, diamond all on. We gonna walk on this dust in heaven. The house we live in is pure gold. I said, a house? You tell me, Reverend Walker, we're going to live in a gold house? Yes! You don't want to go to heaven? That rich man died, he woke up. In hell, he woke up and lifted up his eyes. My brothers and sisters, this is the Father's business. It to come to carry us back home. Remember now, don't take it lightly. You in a dark earth, dark, evil, I mean evil. There's no way out. And Jesus Christ is our only way out of here. But the devil let things look so beautiful and things like in order. They keep your mind right here before it's too late. Don't you let nobody fool you. Sometimes folks tell you, well, you know, when you get to heaven, God's going to come give you another chance. Ain't no more chance. This is your chance right here. Ain't no second chance. Don't let nobody miss you. There's no second chance. There's no second chance. When I get to heaven, the Lord going to ask me, I dumb your way my work. Oh, this my work, my good work. He already got that straight. He said, if we go up there talking about work, we get up there boasting. Can't be saved by work. You saved by grace. It's grace. It's just a gift of God. God gave us. We got to accept the what? The gift. Free gift. Whosoever will, let him come. Have no respect to person. That's the grace of God. He leave it up to you and I. That's what this message is all about. I'm not through yet now. I'm going to say through now. I'm going to get ready to go now. But I'm talking about, I got some more series of it. And you're going to need it. I promise you. It's going to be more plainer to you after a while. Save folks. Help the lost man. You got to know what to tell him because they're smart now. iPhone and everything else. They got all kinds of computers. They got everything now. Everything. Only thing, it can't get you to heaven. You can dot all you want. You can't go to heaven. You can't tell you how to get there. Get on Highway Gabriel. And when you get to Highway Gabriel, turn to Highway Lucifer. Gonna lead you right into hell. Lucifer. Jesus is the only way. And look how you got it, y'all. If a man, watch how simple it is. If a man confess what? The Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe. That means I believe what this Bible said. Not so much from walking, but what the Bible said. Believe in the heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's just that simple. Drop your pride and get saved. Drop your pride and get saved if you're not saved. And stop preaching play with folks too much. It's too important. If you leave here unsaved, I don't care how they talk about your funeral always. But you brought Obama down here. He ain't going to help you. You know, we won't get big shots when somebody die, you know. And I don't care who you get down here to talk over your funeral. You're already where you are. And we right here trying to put folks in heaven. He up there doing this. I help folks on it. Yeah, he up there now. One man got me in one day. I ain't going to tell you who it is, but y'all. They play ball in heaven. They fish in heaven. All this kind of stuff goes on in them lies from hell. What I'm fishing for? One lady got one man, a lady died. He had a few here, and it wasn't my memory, but one fella got up and said, yeah, she loved to cook. Loved to cook. I bet she's cooking up there now. She ain't cooking nowhere. All this kind of stuff mess folks' mind up. Just messing up folks' mind. She ain't cooking nowhere. I hope she's saved. Just to mess folks' minds up. You can get anybody you want to talk over your funeral. You're already where you going. Already. I'm going to tell y'all the truth. From the depths of my heart, I'm not boasting. I'm boasting in the Lord. I'm so glad I'm saved, I don't know what to do. I'm not boasting, but I'm boasting in the Lord. when I die, I'm going to be with Jesus. I'm saved. Let us all stand. I ain't saying folks are not saved, but so many are not saved. I don't want them to come here at this church and don't get no saving gospel. I'm trying to help my folks. You that saved, help these folks. These folks need help. When I can't get to them, the preacher can't get to them, you can get to them. You talk to them all the time. Let them know why they lost. They need to know that. You'll be surprised what God would do when you tell them why you are lost. Because they don't know. They really don't know that. They have a blind their mind. The devil don't want them saved. I'm opening the doors of the church. Somebody may want to give their life to Christ. I told you how simple it was. Jesus didn't come here to judge us. Not to condemn us. He didn't come here to down us, to see how bad we are. He come here because he loved us. He proved it when he paid the price on Golgotha Hill. He paid for your sin. He took it for you to have life and have it more abundantly. What do you mean by more abundantly? I got life right now. I got joy, peace. Abundantly, when I leave here, I'm going to get all of it that he got waiting on me. I'm going to get all of it. Now, if you don't be ashamed. If you without Christ, come give your life to Jesus. Notice when Jesus was on this earth. He wasn't ashamed. Folk weren't ashamed. A lot of them came to Jesus publicly. Publicly, they came to Jesus. Jesus didn't go in no corner and die on the cross. He was out there publicly, hanging on the cross. Don't be ashamed of Jesus. Because you got to die now. Will there be one? Will there be one? Will there be one? Somebody may won't come back Christian experience by letter. But just don't leave him lost. If you don't want to be a part of this membership, I want you saved, but most of all, God wants you saved. You don't have to be a member here. Just get saved. Just get saved. And you can go where you want to, but make sure where you go, they're talking about Jesus. Will there be one? Will there be one?
Let the church say amen.
Oh, bless his holy name. Bless his holy name.
Let the church
bless his holy name.
Say amen.
Will there be one?
God has spoken.
We thank you, Jesus. We thank you now.
Let the church
we bless your holy name.
Say
those of us desire prayer, come around the altar, please. Yeah.
Let the church
yeah.
say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken.
Yeah.
Let the church say
one more time. Hey, let the
church.
I'm so glad.
God has spoken.
I thank you, Jesus.
Let the church
my Lord.
Amen.
One more time today.
Let the church
say.
Amen.
Whoa, let the church.